So could you just read from the Kashalut?
Sure. The Kashalut in Kane, Lemai Itzri, La Asuke, Milta, the Isha, the Papa, which are the fruits of Lom Nekanya. The Ha Afilu Ki Nekanya, Pachot, Mishad of Prutem, Nami Lom Nekanya, the Halifin. The Ha Kevan, the Lomidin Kasef, Kane, Konin Menan.
Oh, you didn't, the last few words you didn't read so well.
I know. I haven't violated anything also. Konin.
No. How do the words go together?
Konin goes with Hain beforehand.
Right, so then reread that. Deha Kevan.
Deha Kevan, Delo Midin Kasaf Hain Konin.
Yeah.
Menan Itan.
Asian.
Asian.
You don't have, what do you have? How is yours spelled?
Aleph,
Tav, Yod,
Aleph, Nun.
Yeah, so Asion.
Asion, Beisha.
Yeah. Someone explain to me what he's asking. You all realize he's asking a question here, but casually, right? Something's bothering. Okay.
That his question is, why does the Gemara even use the words that Isha, the Pachot, Isha, Reputa, Lomachana, right? So, like, the question
what's
is,
wrong with it? What doesn't he like about it?
Why does it even have that in general? Because it
what's
should just say that
it?
Halipin doesn't work at all. Like, why does it need to go on to the next sentence to say...
But tell me more. Why does he feel the next sentence shouldn't be there? Just tell me why.
Because even, like, when it's less than a prudzo with kesef, it's not lomikani nasha, so why does it need to specify that in Halipin it doesn't work?
What does he mean? He says to Ha'afilu. To Ha'afilu ki mekanya v'pachos mishav v'pruta. What does that mean?
That even if...
Yeah, go ahead. Even if what?
Even if you're kona...
What's ki mekanya? Who's kona?
A man is kona.
Ki mekanya... Well, no, actually, technically, who is that referring to? She.
So but, like, the passive of it? Like, she is acquired?
No, she is giving up herself. She is makana herself. Rafil ki makanya bepachos mishav. What does that mean? Yeah, what does it mean?
Even if she's agreeing, like, she's consenting to be, that she's going to do kiddushin with pachot mishav after tell, like, she's going to accept it.
Yeah. But even if she's agreeing to accept the pachos mishav as what? As kesef?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what? Then what's his reaction to that?
Well,
Nami lo makanya b'chalifin.
Even if it might work with kesef, that wouldn't work for chalifin.
Why?
I think what we were saying yesterday...
Okay. No, just he says. What's the next sentence? Daha? What is daha?
People, there is some...
That's... Kevon, Delomi, then Kesef ain't Konen.
Since he's not being Konen with
her
with
Kesef,
he's using Khalifin instead.
Yeah. Minon Asion Beisha. What does that mean? Minon Asion Beisha.
From where do we come to the woman? Meaning, how would we derive this about the woman?
No, how would we derive what about, from the about the woman?
How would we derive that? How would we derive that Khalifin would work if he's not using Kesef?
Yeah, so let's review this. What is he saying now? In your own words, what's he saying? Can you? You want to try?
Yes. Okay. I thought what we were saying yesterday was that in the deen of Khalifin itself. Okay, actually, let's start with Kesef. When it comes to Kesef. The woman can decide that she wants, that she's going to accept Pachot Mishav V'Pruta.
She can?
Well, I'm just going to keep going and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So, with Khalifin, I thought what we were saying yesterday is that within the deen of Khalifin itself, we already determined that Pachot Mishav V'Pruta is not going to work.
We determined that Pachos Mishav V'Pruta for Khalifin, what do you mean?
Or sorry, we know that, sorry, opposite. We know that for Khalifin, Pachos Mishav V'Pruta works. That's already, like, a fact of the deen itself.
Right.
So, for a woman to say, "I want to I'll agree to accept pakol mishabe pirutah for chalifin," is kind of meaningless because, of course, it works. Like it already, that's like a fact of the halakha itself. So, when she says, why is the Gemara saying like? Why is the Gemara seemingly focusing on like her concession, like what she wants, like her preference? It seems irrelevant for Chalifin. Like it's already like a fact that Pakol Mishabe Pirutah works for Chalifin.
So if it works, then where does that leave us? I'm not following.
Fine, the Gemara can say that we're not gonna accept it because it doesn't fit into the Deen of Kesef. That should be the reason. The reason shouldn't be because the woman doesn't accept, like she doesn't want pakol mishabe pirutah. That we can't change the fact that that's just part of the deen of chalifin. The reason that it shouldn't work should just be because chalifin is not compatible with kiddushei kesef.
Okay, so just the part where he says that even if afilu kimakanya bepachos mishabe pirutah. Even if she would be willing to accept less than a pruta, she would be willing to accept it for what? For kedushin. Nami lo makanya b'chalifin, but she still would not be able to be makna herself to a man for kedushin with chalifin. Even if she would be willing to accept a pachos mishava pruta, but still chalifin would not work for her in kedushin. Isn't that what that line? And why won't chalifin work, even if she's willing? Because why? Because the kevan, the lomit din kesef hin kamin. Because chalifin is not kesef. So even if a woman would be willing to accept a pachos mishava pruta, why would that matter? See, the Gemara said a woman is not willing to accept the pachos mishava pruta. So he's asking, who cares? Even if she would be willing, I'm just going over his words. What does it matter that she's not willing? Because even if she were willing, chalifin won't work for her, for kedushin. Why won't it work?
Because
it's not kesef. And the whole, remember, according to him, this is what the whole Gemara is about. That the Gzeirah Shavah is only Kicha, which is about Kesef. And once we've determined that Chalifin is what?
It's not Kesef.
Is not Kesef, then it doesn't matter whether she's willing to accept the Pachos Mishava Pruta or not, even if she would be willing. Chalifin is not Kesef. Now my only thing is there something circular about his reasoning here?
A little bit.
That's what I want to know. Why do I think that? Well, how did we decide that chalifin is not kesef?
Because it doesn't work, because it has validity with less than mishava pruta.
Because it's valid without the pachos mishava pruta.
He's saying that it would work with kesef.
But if a woman would be willing... Is there something? But if a woman would be willing to accept a pachos mishava pruta,
he's saying
that's been my question. It's like, what is he trying? Because if there's a normal transaction, meaning not kiddushin, but if I want a pen cap, for example, and I pay someone this tiny little amount that's less than a pruta, no one would say that sale isn't valid because we both agreed upon that like minuscule amount, right? So. In the essence, like it does work like kesef, even though we don't count it like kesef. In a normal kinyan case, not in a kiddushin case. Right?
I know. So then, what does it mean here? let me just say again: is that even if a woman would be willing to accept a pachos mishava pruta? She still can't be konda b'chalifin because why? Because Chalifin is not kesef. That's what he's saying. Now the Gemara is saying that she would not be willing to accept the pachos mishofar pruta. So he's saying, well, what does it matter whether she would or she wouldn't? Even if she would. So the thing is this, if she would be willing to accept the pachos mishofar pruta, then maybe chalifin could still be considered kesef. Like, how do you know that chalifin is not kesef? It's only because it works with the pachos mishavah pruta. But if a woman is willing to accept the pachos mishavah pruta, so then who says that a pachos mishavah pruta, maybe then a pachos mishavah pruta is also kesef? What does it mean to, that even if a woman would be, if a woman would be willing to accept a pachos mishavah pruta, what is that? What would that mean then?
I almost feel like he didn't even have to write that line. It's just causing... He could have just said...
What could he have said?
He could have just said, why didn't the Gemara say the answer ended up being Chalifin doesn't work because it's not Kesef. Why does he have to add in that line?
So tell me, what's wrong with the line? You have to tell me.
What's wrong with the line is that line that if a woman accepts less than Shaveh Perutah, that would work for Kesef, makes you think that Chalifin is just like Kesef because that's the reason why he rejects it. Because he said Chalifin is not like Kesef because Chalifin works for less than Shaveh Perutah. But he's saying now that no, a woman could accept less than Shaveh Perutah for Kesef. Which makes you think Chalifin is like Kesef and there's...
So then we're stuck then, so...
That's why it's circular, meaning that line is omitted. It doesn't. It's not, it seems like it would do better without it unless I'm just not understanding it right.
He's saying that the line... is the line that says that what? That a woman does not want to accept a pachos mishavah pruta is not needed. Why is it not needed? Because even if she would be willing, I'm going to close the door. That even if she would be willing, chalifin still doesn't work. That's the part. Then, if she's willing to accept a pachos mishavah pruta, then how do you know chalifin wouldn't work?
Are you saying for kiddushin? Because didn't the Mishnah establish that you can't use even for kesef less than a shavah pruta?
Yeah, but we're trying to find out how the Mishnah knew it. The Gemara was asking, Bema Hachinami, let Chalifin work.
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara is asking on the Mishnah, why did the Mishnah exclude Chalifin? Why shouldn't Chalifin also work? So, what's the Gemara's answer? Well, Chalifin is Pachos Mishavah Pruta, and a woman doesn't want a Pachos Mishavah Pruta. But then he says, and even if she would want a Pachos Mishavah Pruta,
Chalifin
would still not work. But I don't get it. If a woman would want a pachos mishavah pruta, then what? If she's willing to accept a pachos mishavah pruta, mm-hmm. would that mean that a pachos mishavah pruta would be considered kesef, or it's still not kesef? It still won't work. Well, like, what is he trying to say? That if a woman, what would be if a woman did accept a pachos mishavah pruta? Does he mean he didn't kesef?
I honestly, when I first read it, I thought he was saying, like, me didn't chalifin. And, like, it's irrelevant whether she accepts, whether she's offered a shavah pruta or not. The point is, chalifin doesn't work regardless. So why did it have to tell us that?
So why doesn't it work?
Because it's chalifin.
So why doesn't chalifin?
Isn't a kinyan kesef.
How do you know that?
But, like, but you know chalifin isn't a kinyan kesef because chalifin usually works with. I mean, it always, like, it's valid with Pachol Mishavah Pruta. And then, like Zion was saying yesterday, like, it's different from a Kinyan Kesef, where by definition, like, Kinyan Kesef does not work with Pachol Mishavah Pruta. However, if both parties agree to it, then we will allow you to make that Kinyan, even though the rule for, like, it matters what the general rule is. So for the general rule for Kinyan Kesef is it doesn't work. The general rule for Chalifin is it does work. So we already can see that there are two separate kinyans. So once there are already two separate kinyans, it doesn't matter if chalifin is being used with shavah pruta or not. It's already not kinyan kesef.
Okay. So,
so what's the point? Like the circular
logic. So then you have to say that the fact that a woman can accept a pachos, so what happens if she was willing to accept a pachos mishav a pruta?
Kesef or chalitza?
Kesef.
So maybe Rashba saying that it would work.
Okay.
But I don't even think that you have to read Rashba saying that.
So then how do you...
Well, it seems like
I think Rashba's whole point is that for a chalifin, it doesn't matter if it's a sheva pruta or not.
Yeah, I think that's how I read it also, that the afilu ki mekanye b'pachol mishav pruta in chalifin also doesn't work because nami lo mekanye b'chalifin, because you're never allowed to be do kiddushin with chalifin in general.
Yeah, but the reason why we know that is because chalifin works with the pachos mishav pruta, and that's how we know that chalifin is not kesef. Let me just add the following. Because chalifin works with the pachos mishav pruta, and we never take into account whether it's a ganai or not for anybody. Mm-hmm. Whenever you do chalifin, the issue of ganai is never raised to say, oh, so you're using a handkerchief that is a pachos mishav pruta. You know, nobody wants that. That issue is never raised. So whether you're makbid, you're not makbid, chalifin always works with a pachos mishav pruta. That's the way chalifin works. So, and by virtue of that alone, we know what?
It's different.
That it's not kesef.
Right.
Because kinyan kesef usually requires a pruta. And even if a woman might be willing to accept, as I thought it meant, even if she would be willing to accept a pachos mishav pruta as kesef, that's what I thought it meant. But even if she would be willing, now whether that would work or not, I don't know, sounds like maybe.
Nice.
But it's still, chalifin still would not work because in chalifin, it doesn't matter. We don't take into account whether you're makbid or not makbid. Maybe in chalifin, chalifin always works with pachos mishav pruta, which if that's true then clearly it's not midin kesef. So the reason why it doesn't work, why it's not midin kesef, is because objectively, chalifin can always work with a pachos mishav pruta, and therefore the Gemara did not need to say that a woman would not be willing to accept a pachos mishav pruta, because whether she would or she wouldn't is irrelevant, because the fact that chalifin always works with a pachos mishav pruta, it always works. I'm just adding in, and it doesn't matter. You know, we never take into account the kapeda of the buyer and the seller. Taking a normal, you sell a land and you use kinyan chalifin, and the suder is a pachos mishav pruta. Kapeda is never an issue, because chalifin works. And the reason why it works is because it's not kesef. So then the fact that a woman might be willing to accept a pachos mishav pruta or not, so who cares? See what I'm saying? Therefore, but chalifin can never work because chalifin, by definition, always works with a pachos mishav pruta, regardless of your makbid, whether people are makbid about a pruta or not. We never, you can have the two wealthiest people who, you know, they could use a suda that's a pachos mishav pruta. We wouldn't say that they're so makbid. But kapeda is irrelevant for kinyan chalifin, because kinyan chalifin works. So the fact that kapeda is irrelevant, so that shows that chalifin is not a kinyan of kesef.
So how does that... Did we point out the circular logic?
Cause I no, feel like so we're that's just why it's up. Not circular. So that's why he's saying that even if a woman, why did the Gemara have to tell us that a woman is not willing to accept a pachos mishav pruta? Why do we need that fact? Because let's pretend that a woman would accept a pachos mishav pruta. Let's imagine that that's true. That a woman would accept a pachos mishav pruta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would mean that, let's say, that maybe for a woman, a pachos mishav pruta for this woman would be considered kesef. Let's try that. So But other women, the way, based on what the Gemara said, would not accept the pachos mishava pruta. So, but in chalifin, a pachos mishava pruta always works. We don't take into account, we don't ask what is the kapeta of the person. The kapeta of the person is not, you understand what I'm saying? The kapeta of the person is not relevant. Doesn't matter what the person thinks in terms of the value of the suder. The Kenyan suder, the value of the suder is irrelevant. So the fact that it's irrelevant, it always works because it's an exchange, right? You're not being kona with kesef. So therefore, who cares that a woman would or would not be willing to accept the pachos mishava pruta? Chalifin can't work because it's not kesef. And the reason why it's not kesef is the fact that it always works with a pachos mishava pruta, regardless of kapeda. There's no kapeda, it just doesn't matter. It always works. What does that tell you from the fact that it always works?
That's totally different.
Then it's totally different than a Kenyan of Kesef. So why did the Gemara have to add that a woman is not willing to accept the Pachos Mishava Pruta? Whether she is or she isn't doesn't matter.
But for Kesef, it would make a difference?
Well, I think he's saying hypothetically, even if a woman would be willing, and maybe if she were willing, maybe it would work. But that doesn't matter. The point is, Chalifin is still not Kesef.
Just a question connected related to that. That would, so then he would disagree with Tosafot, right?
Well, it's along the lines of Rashi.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying that's directly disagreeing because we said Tosafot says it's objective.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
It's like a battle.
I'm gonna get the last cough in.
Yeah.
I guess not. Okay. You understand? Is that it? Maybe I'm belaboring it too much. Okay. What's next? What is the Rashba then? So how does the Rashba interpret things? So what did he now do? Yeah, what does he do now?
I think he talks about what the questioner was thinking when he was thinking that we could learn from Sadeh Efron to an Isha. He said, don't think that the questioner was just thinking, generally, anything about a Sadeh we could apply to an Isha. No, he was very specific. And he said, when it comes to what we learn from Sadeh Efron, it's specifically about Kesef. Right, that goes back to the Gezerah Shavah of Kicha Kicha. And therefore, the questioner was saying, just like we could already say that that we learned Kesef from Sadeh Efron specifically to Isha, so too, maybe Chalifin should also work. And
why?
I think because it's... this is outside of... Why I think he already said earlier was that Chalifin is very similar to Kesef in the fact that you're exchanging goods.
So we're still working with that?
Because he says here, the Kevan de Eshkachan lehu, to Kshuksat kinyanatehem, right, Kesef, af anu nomar the chol shara kinayot shu asadesh yun hagot ken ba'isha.
What's he saying there?
So the questioner was thinking, look, some of the kinayot Kesef, right, we learn from Sadeh Efron to Idi Isha. So therefore, other kinayot, I'm saying chalifin, that apply to a sadeh should also apply to an isha.
Why? Because it's like kesef?
Well, I think based on the way you're saying it, I'm wrong. Maybe just because...
Well, what do the rest of you think?
That because it juxtaposes certain types of kinyans to a field, between a field and a woman, that maybe we should juxtapose all types of kinyans.
Yeah. Is that because they are midin kesef or they're not midin kesef?
No.
They're not midin kesef. So what he's doing now is he's moving away from the Ravid. Again, according to the Ravid, what was the Gzeira Shava only about?
Kicha, Kesef.
Kicha, which is Kesef. We already know in the Gzeira Shava that the only Kenyan that we're taking from Sada and applying to an Isha is Kesef, nothing else. That's already a given. And the Khalifin, and the Gemara's consideration of Khalifin is only because the Gemara initially thought that Khalifin is Midin Kesef. So right. The whole discussion of the Gemara is assuming that only Kesef is learned out in the Gzera Shava. And Khalifin, the Gemara initially thought is Midin Kesef, and the Gemara answered it's not Midin Kesef. According to this, no. What's he saying? So this is very... At first, when you read it, like he makes a point of it that we're not saying he says Lav Lameimra Disvirala De'isha Lesada Makshinan. He says, we're not saying that an Isha is being compared to a Sada. That we're not saying. He rules that out. But what is he saying is that since we find, I'm just going over his words, since we find what? That there is a Kenyan of a Sada that works for an Isha, namely Kesef. Well, if one of the Kenyanim of a Sada works for Kesef, maybe all the other Kenyanim of a Sada should also work for Kesef.
For Nisha.
For Nisha, yes. So just as Kesef, maybe all the other Kenyanim should work for Kedusha, for Nisha. Now when he says that, it sounds kind of, so isn't that basically tantamount to saying that an Isha and a Sada are compared?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, it's splitting hairs.
Well, you know, he's saying, well, you know, why would I think that all the Kinyanim of a Sada should work for Kedushin if I'm not comparing an Isha to a Sada?
Well, maybe specifically Kinyanim and not like other things about the Sada.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe there are other things that I'm just not aware of.
We're only talking about Kinyanim. There's nothing else.
Like we were discussing, maybe the only thing that it would rule out is the notion that you could get a Chazakah on like the goof of the Isha. That would be the only like difference that we could think of, that if you're not learning from Sada in general.
Okay, so let's for now keep the kasha in our heads. Let's just keep going what he's doing. So now he's saying that in the Gzeira Shava, the Gemara is thinking that when the Gemara considers Khalifin, it's not because Khalifin is Midin Kesef. No. The Gemara is considering Khalifin to work for Kedushin. Why? Because just as Kesef works for a Sada and therefore for Kedushin, other Kinyanim of a Sada should also work. So that would include Khalifin. So that's what the Gemara once is asking. Let Khalifin also work. Now, what is the Gemara's answer? How does he explain the Gemara's answer? What law? Where does he start to explain the answer?
Kamash
Malan?
No, it's not
in
the mitzvah
de
lo.
Kamash Malan Masnisin
de lo. And then Be'ima.
So, Tommy, so does he explain the Gemara's answer?
He doesn't explain it yet, but he's saying that the answer is there.
The answer is no. Okay, that's not an explanation. That just tells me no.
Yeah, Be'ima
Uparik.
Yeah, Uparik. Yes, yeah. What I'm asking you.
That's the answer.
That's the answer. What's Parik mean?
The resolution.
The resolution is. Whose resolution is this?
The Gemara.
Yeah. So what's he saying?
He basically goes with Rashi's interpretation of the Genai.
I know, and therefore, how does that
work? When Khalifin doesn't work, the others are out.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Khalifin not work?
Because the Pasuk was very specific. Like, it was explicit in teaching Kesef. So because it said Kicha, that was, like, specifically meant to only teach you Kesef. And so, therefore, because of the So okay, because of that, and because of the Gemara's answer that it's a genai, we know that we have to throw out chalifin because it works with pachol mishaveh peruta. So therefore, it can't fit in with that pasuk because that pasuk was very specific to kesef, and so therefore.
What means specific to kesef?
That word kicha in the pasuk.
Wait, because chalifin is not kesef.
Yeah.
That's what he's working with. No. He's not working with the idea that chalifin is midin kesef. Chalifin is not kesef.
That's what I said. It's not kesef.
So what's the havamina that it should work?
Well, that's what we just explained. The havamina was that... Okay, someone else can do it. But.
No, say it again.
Well, okay, what we just said is that... You want to just repeat what we just said? The havamina?
Havamina is because we're comparing other kinyanim too.
Right.
So chalifin is another kinyan.
Right. So he's saying we shouldn't do that. The Gemara's answer is that no, don't do that.
Why
don't
not?
Don't compare other kinyanim. Because that pasuk, the pasuk where we learn kesef, is explicitly only trying to teach you kesef. It's not meant to be extended to other kinyanim.
How do you know that?
Because of the Gemara's answer.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't tell me the answer.
Because the Gemara says, "Ishab pachol mishave pruta lo makanya nasha."
If you get to that, chalifin isnehu bepachos mishave pruta. How do you understand that?
Because chalifin works with pachol mishave pruta.
So how does that explain anything? So therefore, that's a reason why it doesn't work for Kedushin. Why is that a reason why it doesn't work for Kedushin?
That's because it's not Kesef.
So it's not Kesef. We never said that it was.
It'll be a Ganai.
So which is it?
It'll be a Ganai.
Therefore what?
Therefore it doesn't work. And therefore we can't use Chalifin.
And then now that you know that Chalifin doesn't work, then what?
Then you can say
Chazaka doesn't work.
That Hekesh can't make.
So then what was the Gzeirah Shava then made?
Just for Kesef.
That's going to be your conclusion, but you don't know that until you first explain why the Gemara rejected Chalifin. And the reason why the Gemara rejected Chalifin is what? It made two comments, and we need both comments. The first comment was what?
That
chalifin
works
with a pachos mishava pruta, but that doesn't explain it yet. Okay, so it works with a pachos mishava pruta. So what? Let chalifin as its own kinyan, not because it's not kesef, as a separate kinyan, let it work for kedusha. So the answer is no, because a woman finds it a genai to have kedushin with a kinyan using a sudur, which is a pachos mishava pruta. It's a genai to her. And that's why kedushin is unacceptable. Now, once we've ruled out kedushin...
Chalifin.
I'm sorry. Once we've ruled out chalifin to work for kedushin, then we realize what about the gzeirah shava?
It's specific to kesef.
It's only going to be for kesef. So therefore, so what else could we rule out?
Everything else.
Like, for example, chazaka. And therefore, basically, the only thing that the Gzeirah Shav is left with is
kesef.
It's kesef. So, to the point that we made before, which was really sorry that the Gzeirah Shava is not between a woman and a field. The Gzeirah Shava is not between a woman and a field. So, but what is it then? It's actually between the methods of kinyan. Now, at first we thought that it's coming to say the same thing. It's the methods of kinyan. Which methods of kinyan of sada can we apply? So we know kesef because the pasuk says kesef. So maybe we should apply other kinyanim. But once we see that we cannot apply chalifin, then we're left with that the only opinion that we are deriving that works is kesef. But we never started with the premise that there's a gzeir shava between a soda and an isha. It was always about a kinyan. Now, and we started, we know that kinyan kesef works. So maybe another kinyan can work. Maybe all the other kinyanim can work. Once we've ruled out what? That khalifan doesn't work, then we realize that, yes, the gzeir shava is about kinyan, right, but it's limited and restricted only to kesef. I just think that if he had started from the premise that the gzeir shava is really between a field and a woman, then it would be a lot harder. Then already you're saying that everything about a field is true about a woman. The way he's doing it is, we're starting with kinyan, that it's about a kinyan of kesef. But then maybe the gzeira shava should include more kinyanim. And then we answer, no, it doesn't. How do I know? Because since chalifin is excluded, therefore all the other kinyanim are excluded. Yeah.
I also think of that other gemara we gave in Hamimad, when he says Isha Kesade Dumya or something like that.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because it seems like based on that similarity, which seems more general, he does derive halachot. Meaning,
yeah, so
like that's an avenue you could go down if you think it's more general.
Okay, but he's not doing that. So what's next? V'im Tomar.
Can I actually
just ask
a question of the line right before?
Yeah. And from the din of Khalifan, you can now judge to all other kinyanim of the Sada that they don't work for an Isha. For example, Chazaka.
Okay. So
now, once you realize that Khalifan doesn't work, then all the other kinyanim like Chazaka won't work either.
So why is that the case? Because Chalipin is like the next strongest type of kinyan that you can use?
No, it's not a question of who's strong. So once you see that Chalipin doesn't work, then apparently we're not comparing all the kinyanim of Sada to Anisha. Apparently it was limited just to Kesef.
Okay, so he's just using Chalipin kind of in this case as like a test case, and because it fails, then everything else also fails.
That's how I understand the Gemara. Yeah, it's like a test case. Next, you all understand? What's next? Mtoma, Mikoma, Kom, what's happening now? Yes.
So now he's asking the question, what about if we, like, does Khalifin always not work? Or let's say we do Khalifin with a Shavaruta, and he discusses, like, would you think that that could possibly work? Is that a question? And then he goes on to explain how it's not a question.
The only reason why Khalifin doesn't work for Kedushin is because a woman doesn't want to accept a Pachas Mishavaruta. Fine, I get that. So let's use a suda that's a pruta.
Yeah.
What if the suda is a pruta? She has no objection to that. So then why can't Kinyan Khalifin work for Kedushin? Remember, we don't need it to be kesef. We were willing to consider another Kinyan to work. And the only reason why the Gemara rejected Khalifin is because the pachos mishava pruta, a woman is a ganai. So if the suda is a pruta, it's not a ganai.
And then he's going back on his previous comment.
Well,
meaning that if you then say that Khalifin would work if it's the Sudad is worth a Pirutah, then you should. He just dismissed it. All the Kanayot don't work. No, then we should say the other Kanayot.
Well, let's start with Khalifin. Let Khalifin work, and you're right. Then the other Kinyanim are back on the table. But let's first just focus on Khalifin. So, how does he answer that?
It's not a question.
Yeah. Sound like a good question to me.
Not for their Ash, but them.
What does he say? What's he saying? Yes.
So his first point seems like he's saying that the mechanism of Khalifin, in both the fact that the item that you're using isn't like a kesef, that like you're giving it to like someone's actually like acquiring that in place of it. It's more of like this object that's like going to end up being returned, and the fact that it can't be less than a sheva, that it can be less than a sheva pruta.
Yeah, but you skipped the part where he talks about the bishlama yichalif and lo nitnu lechazara.
Right. So if he like he says that if chalifin was given, was basically given and it wasn't going to be returned, and it would then take on more of a category of kesef. So if that was the case, he says, then if it was a sheva pruta, then you can be kona, you can be like mekadesh a woman through it. But if it wasn't, but if it was pachot mishava pruta, then it wouldn't work. But that isn't the mechanism of chalifin, because chalifin usually is returned. And
okay,
then,
so notice how he says that if, what was his kasha? His kasha was that if the suta is worth a pruta, let it work for kedusha. So his answer is, first he says, we're not going to distinguish between a pruta or a pachos mi pruta. He says, the shame chalif and chadhu. The words are not, in other words, conceptually, there's only one type of chalif, and whether it's a pruta or a pachos mi pruta. Fine. Then he says, bishlama, I chalif and lo nitnu lechazara. What does that mean, lo nitnu lechazara? If it were not to be returned. So in other words, if I give you the suder, if the suder is not returned, but the recipient keeps the suder, then what? Then it would make sense to say what? That if the suder is worth a pruta, then it should work as kinyan chalipin. And then he goes on for the inami. What does this mean? Iker chalif and less nu klal b'pachos mishaber pruta. Havi amrin kaven the kniya chashuva he makanya nafsha. What does that line mean?
Can you read that again? Sorry,
you don't have it.
No, I do have it.
Inami iker chalif and less nu klal b'pachos mishaber pruta. Have Amrin Kevin the Kniya Hashuva he makanya nafsha. What does that mean? Yeah, what does it mean?
I think if we say more generally that Khalifin works, the kelal is that it works with Pachot Mishave Piruta.
Less Nahu.
Right? Let it teach.
No.
It's not.
Wow. Okay, Khalifin, it is not.
Less Nahu, they are not. The word is less. Nahu is just plural. They are not. The Iker Khalif and less nu klal b'pachos mishava pruta. If the essence of Khalif did not exist, you think you're making a hypothetical. It's not the halacha. You're saying if it were, hypothetically speaking, that Khalif does not work at all. If it's a pachos mishava pruta, then what? Then for sure what?
You would say it's a chashuv kinyan.
Then it's a chashuv kinyan. It's an important kinyan, and it would work for kedusha. He's saying two things. If we assume that chalifin does work with a pachos mishava pruta, which is the halacha, then if the suder is not returned, then it should work. What? If the suder is worth a pruta, and then hypothetically, if chalifin only works with what?
With a
sheva pruta. With a
pruta. Yeah, with a pruta. And basically it doesn't work for a pachos mishava pruta. Then by definition, kinyan chalifin is a chashuv kinyan because it requires at least a sheva pruta. So then it should work too. But now that we're saying what? Now, Siona, you kept avol hashta the kai malon, and then he quotes the Gemara in the Nedarim, that what?
That when you use chalifin, you're acquiring it for this, like, the acquiring is for the sake of the transaction, and it's not for you to actually acquire the object itself.
Which he quotes the Gemara in the Nedarim, that since chalifin is a case of what? Kini almanas lahaknos. Look what he says. Velav didon inhu. What does that mean, v'lav didon in who?
Well,
It's not hers. It doesn't belong to her. Right? Afilu ki yoev lo chalifin shavamana mayhave ha-mikom ha-kom la'av begufan hi nitneis ela bedinan. What does he mean by that? So I discussed it with some of you. What does that mean?
That's only...
Yeah?
Well, he discussed it with us.
It's all right. Go ahead.
But it's the laws that are applying. It's not the fact that that suitor or whatever it is being transacted as hers. It's rather like...
Well, it is being transacted. The word transaction is not... What is he saying? That since, yeah?
That maybe it doesn't have to do with like the value of what you're using. That doesn't make any difference. Like, it's not going to matter if it's Shaveh Piruta, Pachomi Shaveh Piruta, whatever. The fact is just that we determined that like the Halakha Chalifin is not going to work.
Yeah, but I think he's saying a little bit more. He's saying, what Rachel was saying, what does it mean, HaMikom HaKom Lav
B'Gufan Hi Niknes? It's about the object. Like the fact that you're exchanging objects.
It's not that the recipient is Kone, the Guf HaDavar, the actual Suder. It's not that through acquiring the Suder that's what makes the Kinyan work. It's not the acquisition. I'm talking about the legal halachic acquisition of the suda that makes it work. Ela bedinan. So I thought this meant, but rather it's the din of chalifin, which I explained to some of you, I thought maybe means. What makes chalifin work is the exchange. In an exchange, it doesn't matter when I... In other words, just focus on the exchange that's happening. Let's say I give Victoria a suder. Regardless of the fact whether she actually is kona the suder, an exchange, a physical exchange just took place. I gave her a suder. Even though the suder is not going to belong to her, but I handed her a suder. In that exchange, what halacha, what din of chalifa now occurs? That I'll get her house. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
It's in the exchange that makes chalifin work. It's not the fact that Victoria actually acquired and now owns the suitor. As an aside, where does that concept exist where the person has to actually acquire and own the thing?
Zaka.
No, I don't...
Kesef.
Kesef. You don't get? If I give you kesef, the kesef is yours. You acquire the kesef. That's how kesef works.
Oh.
It's not just that we're claiming.
But isn't that the case for any object? Like if you did like meshicha or mesira, like anything like that?
What do you mean?
Like, with, like, let's say I want to like be kone this pen. Like, I have to pick it up and now it's mine.
Yeah.
So isn't that the same?
Like, same as what?
As this Kesef case you just brought.
No, but I'm interested in the case where there seems to be an exchange going on. In a Mashiach case, it's a simple case. I'm selling you the pen, so you pick up the pen. In Chalifin, I'm selling you my house.
Right.
And you're giving me a suda.
Right.
In the case, if we use Kinyan Kesef, I'm selling you my house, and you give me a down payment of $1.
Okay.
So you're giving me the dollar now accomplishes that the house now belongs to you.
Okay.
Now, in Chalifin, you give me the suder and the house is yours. But is there a difference between the way the exchange of suder works versus the exchange of kesef?
So are you saying that in the Sudar case, the Kinyan is affected with the exchange of the Sudar, but in the Kesef case, the Kinyan is only affected once the other person actually gets the Kesef?
That's right.
Okay.
That's what I'm suggesting. So in other words, in Kinyan Kesef, when I give you the Kesef, it's yours. In the Sudar, it's not that you're acquiring the Sudar, and because you've acquired and owned the Sudar, that's what makes the house belong to me. It's the exchange. You understand what I'm saying by exchange? It's the physical exchange that I gave you something, and symbolically, because I gave you something, I handed you something. What happens automatically is that the house now is mine. So if that's the way you look at chalifin, does it matter what the particular suder is worth? It's of no importance. Because in a suder, the one who receives the suder does not own the suder. Because that's what he's claiming now. It's a kini almanas lahaknos. Now what is so... Yeah?
How are you reading inami?
It's not like alternatively.
I know. Is it afilu?
If also, like, the idea is that even if we were to say, you know, and if also we would have said, to translate the words literally, but it's not offering an alternate. It's just making an additional claim, you know, to reinforce his point. So then what does he go on to say? How does he explain it? So it's the exchange. Okay, and therefore, so now what? What does he say? The kevan. The dina nafila bepachos mishava pruta ise. The kevan shedin chalif and ise bepachos mishava pruta lo chashiva lo. Uganaihu lo lahaknos atzma bekniyas bekniya pechusa kazos. She'ikra b'pachos mishava pruta. So what is he saying? Someone else? Lizzie, what's he saying?
Who can explain it? Yeah. I think he's saying, like, continuing his thought with the dinan, like what we say the din is with chalifin, we say that chalifin works with pachot mishaveh peruta, and in the when it comes to kiddushin, this is a ganai to the woman to be acquired with such an amount, and therefore it would not work.
Another word. So the way we're explaining it is the what is a ganai for her.
That it can be used.
She could be acquired with such an amount.
You mean a pachos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he really agrees with, like, I don't get how it's so different from Rashi.
Right now we're trying to understand what he's saying. Whether it's going to be different or not, we'll deal with that later. First, try to deal with what he's saying. So, he's saying that what? That it's what's the ganai for this woman is not simply a case of a suda that's a pachos mishova pruta. What's the ganai for the woman? Using chalifin in general is a ganai. That's what he's saying. And why should chalifin in general be a very distasteful and demeaning kinyan for her?
Because
first of all, I would add in, first of all, she doesn't acquire anything. Right? He can hand her something that is just a cheap little nothing, not worth a thing. She doesn't get to keep it. It's not hers. And through that, all of a sudden, poof, the woman is going to be now married to this man. She finds the whole process demeaning.
That is crazy demeaning, actually.
So, and what's his closing sentence? Below? Dummy l'shtar.
Wait, but doesn't it also have what to do with the fact that it can be done with pachot mishaveh peruta?
Well, that's what makes it so demeaning as well.
Like, I feel like that was the point he stressed.
Yeah, he has to because the Gemara said it.
Right.
But he's also introducing to me, I guess maybe that's a kasha you can ask on him. He's bringing in what to explain why it doesn't work?
The exchange. Like the exchange.
But the Gemara in Nedarim. Our Gemara in Kedushin didn't bring that in. He is bringing in the Gemara and what halacha from the Nedarim?
Pnei
Amanas Lahakna. By the way, whose opinion was that?
Rav Nachman.
It was really Rav Nachman's opinion. That what?
That
Kinyan Sudar is a Pnei Amanas Lahaknos. Right? And the Rav Ashi came back and said to him, it's really not, because the person could keep the Seudah. He's not working with that. Sounds like he's working with Rav Nachman, that you can't keep it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of interesting, why he's rejecting Rav Ashi here, or he's explaining this Gemara, our Gemara here in Kedushin, Daf Gimel, according to the view that Chalifin is a Kinyama Nasa Haknos case. That Kinyan Seudah is a Kinyama Nasa Haknos. And then I really like the closing sentence about Shtar. Here he says the thing that we thought of way back. What's the closing thing about Shtar?
It's different from a Shtar.
Why?
Because a Shtar, it's not the actual Shtar itself, it's what's written on the Shtar.
Yeah. And that's different than whom? Who thought not that way?
Ravid.
The Ravid. So here he's coming in to me. This was, we assume, I said it when we did Tosas, I don't know if you remember. But here the Rashba's claiming that a shtar is very different, because in a shtar, it has nothing to do with the paper. The paper could be absolutely worthless, but the shtar could be something of great value, because what a shtar is the words. You can write a masterpiece on toilet paper, you know. Because it doesn't matter what the paper is, what matters is what you wrote. And it's so true, right? It's really true. So that's why a shtar, the whole idea of it raising the issue, oh, it's a pachos mishavar pruta, why? It's really not an issue at all. Because it's the words on the paper that matter, not the paper. Okay, so we'll stop. Okay, so tomorrow we'll get that one more paragraph, go over that. This to me was not easy. This was kind of really thinking through. Go over what we did today. Yeah.